I'm going to let John Mark take it away and thank
Good morning. Thank you, Chair Dennison and Regents. You're right. Dean Martha Sells is traveling this morning, so I have the opportunity to introduce the presentation, the information item this morning. We talk often as an institution about student-centered and applied learning. You heard it previewed earlier with Professor Andrews, and you've heard that theme returned to. And the group that will come in and speak this morning about the Talley Family Counseling Center provides another great example of that. Student-centeredness, of course, means meeting our students' intellectual needs and addressing their academic growth, but it also means taking care of the whole self and addressing their mental health needs and meeting the demand for increased counseling services. And then the applied research opportunity or applied learning opportunity is also underscored, through which graduate students get the opportunity to practice while they're still a student, while they're earning their certification under the supervision of a licensed counselor. So those things, and then you finally have higher education as an industry that is traditionally very heavily siloed, right, with weighty lines dividing divisions between the academic enterprises and the enrollment and student experience side. But the Talley Center really kind of blurs those lines and provides us with an example of how a higher education institution can work across divisions and silos. For example, the Talley Center, the center and the graduate program are housed within the College of Education and Behavioral Sciences. They work hand in glove with the WKU Counseling Center, which is within the Division of Enrollment and Student Experience. It, of course, advances those academic goals of providing hands-on experience for our students. And finally, it is generously supported by philanthropic support from the Talley family. So it really is a multi-divisional effort. And I'm pleased this morning to turn things over to Dr. Jill Sauerhaber, who is chair of the Department of Counseling and Student Affairs, to introduce our students and let you all learn a little more about this.
Thank you. So I am so pleased to be here because actually this has been going on since 2006. And I came to WKU in 2004 and was part of growing this and developing this. And in fact, the Talley Family Counseling Center was originally in the clinical education complex. And because it grew in so many different ways and because of our links that we developed throughout the community, we actually moved it to Gary Rensdell Hall, where faculty and Emily and Alyssa, our interns, where interns can work really collaboratively in the same building. So since that time, our work on campus as well as out in the community just continues and continues to develop. So we started, I think, maybe with two, maybe three interns, and because of the capacity, we really had to grow the work there. So I'm going to turn this over to this fantastic group. We are all as faculty going to miss them because of the work that they have done. One last thing about our interns. One of the reasons why I believe it has grown so much and we've been able to touch so many people and help so many clients is because each group of interns mentors the next. I mean, I don't know how they would be able to kind of just do this, expand this throughout the last two decades if it wasn't for our choice interns in the center. So I am just so pleased and so excited and also sad that they're going to be on and moving on. And the last piece, I keep saying last piece because I'm just so excited about it, all of our Talley interns get hired immediately. They all have jobs, I would say, within a month of graduating in May, if not in the February before they graduate. That's amazing. They are trained in neuropsychology. Within the last year, they have launched our biofeedback program, which is the only program within the region except for Nashville or Louisville. They are doing this for our work. So, interns, if you wouldn't mind just briefly introducing yourselves. I know that each of you have a slide. Do you have the clicker? Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Sauerhaber, for that wonderful introduction.
Hello, everyone. We are so grateful today to be able to talk to you a little bit about the Talley Center. As Dr. Jill mentioned, we're going to start off with some brief introductions. So my name is Alyssa, and I am a current Talley intern. I'm getting ready to graduate in May. I'm doing the two-year clinical mental health track for our master's program, and I also function as a GA for the department as well.
My name is Emily Payne. I am also an intern at Talley. I'm on the two-year track of the clinical mental health program, and I'm also a graduate assistant in the counseling and student affairs department.
Hi, I'm Natalie Kelly. I'm also on the two-year
clinical mental health track, graduating in May, and I'm a Tally intern, and I am a graduate assistant in student activities.
My name is Tori Mintier, and I'm an upcoming intern in the Tally. I've gotten to experience being there for the past few years in undergrad, and so I'm excited to continue now in grad school, and I'll be finishing that up next year.
Yeah, so a little bit of history of the Tally Family Counseling Center. As Dr. Sarah Haber mentioned, we were started in the early 2000s by Dr. Paige and Betty Tally. Dr. Paige Tally was WKU alum in the 50s. They set up the counseling center at their respective alma maters, and they are lifelong educators in the counseling field.
So the Tally's vision, there's two different parts to develop highly qualified counselors and to eliminate barriers to counseling services to promote mental health on campus and in the community.
So talking about just how the Tally has been able to produce highly qualified counselors, the interns, us, are trained as generalists, which means we are able to serve a variety of clients from just multiple backgrounds and diagnoses. So we serve clients from childhood through late life and also as couples and families. We receive weekly training seminars as well as individual supervision each week, which focuses on skill development, treatment modalities, treatment planning, clinical records, and also maintaining law and ethical code. We are also introduced to cutting-edge therapies in those weekly seminars and supervisions. And like Dr. Sarkar mentioned, we get to use biofeedback, which I've personally done a lot of work with this past year. I really enjoy it. It's a really awesome tool to work with clients. We also get to do play therapy, couples counseling, various trauma interventions with clients as well, risk management, and also just various advanced theories that we can go on and use with clients now and also upon graduation.
And they never shut down during COVID. Never shut down. They immediately responded to what they needed to do.
We moved to telehealth format to better meet clients.
So from 2006 to present, the Tally Family Counseling Center has produced over 75 professional counselors.
There are a lot of different places that you can find Tally alumni, some of those being serving positions such as president, chief executive officers, clinical directors, program managers, and clinical professionals in general and special settings, and then various settings that you can read. But just to name a few, group and private practice, community mental health, schools, which I'll talk about later, but we also work in the schools too, so.
And instructors in our department.
Yes. talking a little bit about eliminating barriers. So all of our services are provided at no cost to clients. So the Tally family's generous donations cover roughly 30% of our clinic's costs, with SEPs covering the remainder of our operational costs. Clients can access services in person or via telehealth, as we kind of mentioned. During COVID, we switched to that complete telehealth format to better meet clients while they were at their homes quarantining. And services aren't limited, so clients can receive as many sessions as needed for the duration of their treatment, and they don't have a session limit. So again, they can continue to come even after they start getting better to maintain the work that they've done. So our hours are flexible. We're open roughly about 10 to 6, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays to better accommodate the needs of students, professionals, and their families. And we also do outreach, which is a way for us to take counseling to community members that may or may not traditionally have access or even pursue services. Just a little bit more about next slide.
Can you speak a little bit about your psychoeducation in the area schools?
So Tally provides over 1,000 hours of direct clinical service to both WKU students, faculty, and staff, as well as community members. We're able to offer different modalities such as individual counseling, couples counseling, family, and sometimes group as well.
So we have several partnerships with different on-campus and community organizations. Some that we've worked with personally are the Kelly Autism Program, which Alyssa has worked with very closely. Emily has done some work with ISEC and the YNLS organization. And then all three of us have kind of spearheaded a group at Bowling Green Junior High. It's a self-confidence group for girls. And we've been doing this all semester, and we really love working with them. We're going there this afternoon.
And just kind of building upon our relationship with the Warren County School System, we actually last semester, me and Emily and one of the other GAs at the time actually went into the schools and provided psychoeducation on coping strategies and stress management. So we were actually able to meet a lot of students quite literally where they were at in school and get to provide them with some mindfulness techniques and ways that they can cope with the stress. Taking the ACT, getting ready to graduate, transitioning into college. And some of the people we've actually met in the schools have come on and actually receive services from the Tally as well. So it's really been really awesome collaboration that we've gotten to have with the Warren County School System. So just kind of speaking further to our experience, again, my name is Alyssa. I'm a proud alumni of Western. I received my bachelor's in pathological science and biology before coming into the program. The TFCC has just been so wonderful to my development as a counselor. Just with the generalist setting and us being able to provide services to such a vast population, I've gotten to really just shape like who I want to be as a counselor and have a very diverse experience. So I feel very confident that when I go out to the real world and I apply for what I would like to, a private practice, I'd be able to meet any client that walks in my doors with open arms and be able to treat them the best way that I can. So.
Yeah. To second that, I also am an alum. I got a BA in psychology here and loved it so much I came back to the counseling program. Tally has been great to just give me a really diverse experience. I've had a really, very spread out. I've had very different and unique clients that I don't think I would have if I chose a practice off of campus. I've gotten to work with students and organizations as well as in the community. After I graduate in May, I will be pursuing a doctoral program at Kent State and becoming a counselor educator.
And to echo what they've also said, it's been a great experience. I've loved being a Tally intern. I also got my bachelor's in science here at Western in psychological science and political science, and then came back and stayed, obviously. Love the Tops, go Tops. And it's just been a wonderful experience. I, like they said, have had diverse clients. I've had great hands-on experience. And I personally have like a very specific interest in college-age students, so it's been great for that demographic, because a lot of my clients are college-age. So it's been great.
I started an adjunct program here at Western in the counseling program, so I was able to kind of get a head start on my graduate degree. But because of some undergrad offerings, I was able to start at the Tally, and it was like fall of 2022, and I've kind of hung out since, and I've gotten to learn from all of the interns. This is the second crew that I've kind of watched, and they like have taught me a lot. I've learned a lot sitting in on supervision, which is I feel really lucky to have gotten to do. And so when it was time to apply to a practicum site, it's like I would love to be at Tally. Just I love everything that they're doing, and I can't wait to step into their shoes on this. And they might get some texts from me asking for help, but I've learned a lot, and I can't wait to continue that for the next year.
Yeah, and just a special thanks to the Tally family for providing us with this experience. It wouldn't be possible without them. We got to meet Dr. Tally last semester, and she was great. She's super passionate about our learning and what we're doing within the community, so it's been a very special experience to work with them.
Thank you all for your time today, and that's where you can find us. Thanks.
Thank you.
If I might add my thanks to Betty, Tally, and certainly Paige for what they do. I've had a great fortune of spending some time with her. It's obviously a passion of theirs, but also the belief in what it is we do, not just for our students in an applied setting, but really what our community desperately needs, both our in-house WKU community, but also the larger Bowling Green community. Community for our university to be able to provide these services at no cost is a tremendous addition to how we have to address what is a growing challenge for our young people on our campus, for our faculty and staff, and for our larger community. Mental health continues to be a growing issue. Before the pandemic, fully a third of our students came to campus on some sort of medication to deal with mental health. And that number has just grown over time. And so I'm thankful for Betty, and I hope she's watching, Betty's investment in our university and continued belief in what we're doing. Jill, I'm proud of the work that you do as well. Thank you for your leadership.
This is incredible. So how much, if you were a community person, if I wanted to refer patients to you or, you know, for therapy, how would I do that? How much would it cost? Are you able to?
So it's free of cost.
and we would just go to our, do we have our website on one of the slides?
Yeah, it's on the website.
We would just go to the website, and so there's a, is it better just calling in or emailing?
Yeah, if you just go to WKUTUCC, it'll have our phone number, and you would call.
Start again.
Oh, sorry. if you go to WKU and TFCC, that should bring up our Western page, and that'll bring up all of our information. Yeah, there's a website right there. But it'll bring up what you need to do if you want to set up an appointment, and I think for most of us, setting it up via phone is probably the best thing. So you would call, and they would complete a phone screen, and then we would from there go on and schedule them for an appointment. But yeah, it's of absolutely no cost to anybody that wants to receive services, and as long as that individual resides within the state of Kentucky, we can provide telehealth. So if students go home for the summer and they would like to continue services, as long as they live within the state of Kentucky, then we are still able to continuity of care. Keep
it
going.
And there's parking spots.
Yes, there's parking spots.
So this wku.edu/tallycounseling is a good website, right?
Yes.
I need that when I need counseling.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Everybody.
So I have a question. Do you all have capacity for everyone that needs services or...
We haven't had to turn anyone away. We have pretty full schedules right now with finals coming up, and maybe the rainier weather. Some people are like feeling a little glum. Let's come to counseling. But yeah, we haven't really had to refer out much. So yeah, with the four of us, we're missing one current intern today, but with the four of us, it's been pretty manageable.
Say you work with the Kelly Autism Center. Can you tell me how you work?
Yeah, so I just developed a partnership with Peyton Collins. He's one of the individuals that has a he's one of the individuals that works there, and he's somebody that I developed a close relationship with, and we kind of have like an ongoing conversation of clients he feels would be a good fit just for the state of our clinic, and he just refers clients to me, and I have the opportunity to see them and kind of help them work towards the treatment goals that they need at that time. So
you see autistic children and you do therapy for them and maybe do therapy for their families too?
Yes, I personally have not worked with families. Majority of the individuals that have been referred to me from CAP are college age. So I haven't worked with many smaller children within the Kelly Autism Program. Yeah, mostly those older adults. But yeah, just opportunity to work with them.
We did attend last summer during our practicum. We went to, it was Kelly hosted summer camp, and it was, I think, middle school age autistic children, and they were learning how to do, like, social skills. So we have out in the community, but not so much in office. Yeah.
Great.
Thank you all
for
your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great information. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
That concludes the only information.
Great. I think that sets it up for us, but boy, we learned a lot, don't we?
We really did it. The executive committee is the next item. And I'm not aware of anything that we need to bring before any other member. That committee knows me, and they speak now or forever. All right, that being said, is there anything else we need to take up while we're here? Let me remind you, Beth has been kind enough to provide us with a complete itinerary as far as the graduation is concerned in May, all the attending events. I just draw that to your attention. You should have it in your packet if you don't. Sure, get another copy from her. We appreciate that, Beth. Thank you so much for putting that in writing so we don't make mistakes. I want to thank all of you for coming. It's been a great committee meeting today, I think. We appreciate everyone's attendance always and appreciate your participation and appreciate your input and just being here and being such an affable group. It's just a pleasure to meet with this group, I think. That being said, if there's nothing else, meeting's adjourned.